like open doors. Leading you down into my core, where I become so
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, top of the Friday to you, May 19th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Very interesting, bizarre ride it is these days in America. To be sure, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discourse. The political talking point of the morning, of the hour, so far is DAG Rosenstein briefing House members on the Russia probe, which is interesting because you'll hear folks in Congress and the intelligence community say that there is classified evidence or secret evidence of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. But so far, everything that we've seen publicly, most notably the CrowdStrike nonsense and the dossier that was the result of political opposition research campaign initiated by Republican opponents of Donald Trump, picked up by Democrats, and then allegedly, because remember, I've read from Senator Chuck Grassley's letters to his unanswered letters to former director, FBI director Jim Comey, and those letters again alleging, based on mainstream news accounts, that the FBI was interested in the dossier and even was rumored to have agreed to pay Christopher Steele to continue the investigation. But that dossier has been discredited. The CrowdStrike research, you know, Fusion GPS, CrowdStrike reporting, Christopher Steele, and all of the peripheral characters. You know, it's interesting. We hear a lot of rhetoric, but we don't hear specific names. And speaking of Grassley's letter, it's interesting. If there is a Russia probe, and we'll hear, you know, you hear the usual talking points, the usual wherever the facts lead. Fox, America's newsroom this morning, I think, doing a good job. One of the guests pointing out, you know, the obvious challenges that might present themselves with former FBI Director Mueller as special counsel in the investigations, particularly with Director Comey involved. Once one starts to dig in, you know, as I said, just going to Chuck Grassley's letters. For example, Grassley's letter on March 31st to Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Bente. And the title of the news release on Chuck Grassley's website, his congressional website, was "Complaint: Firm Behind Dossier and Former Russian Intel Officer Joined Lobbying Effort to Kill Pro-Whistleblower Sanctions for Kremlin." And, of course, in that press release and the news release and the letter, Grassley mentions the Russian-owned Prevezin Holdings, Hermitage CEO William Browder, and we've played William Browder's testimony of his experience in Russia, and Fusion GPS, and specifically Renat Akhmetzin, and we have heard, you know, the rhetoric, the surface-level rhetoric, is that as far as the dossier is concerned, Russian intel operatives or agents or officials were part of Christopher Steele's information gathering. So was one of those, or was the primary source of that information for the Fusion GPS opposition research dossier, Renat Akhmetzin, who has had very questionable dealings? And so the point is, we're hearing about the Russia probe. We're hearing the usual talking points as congressmen are filing in and out of the briefing, Rod Rosenstein's briefing of the House, and as they're filing in and out, we're hearing the usual talking points. Wherever the facts lead, let the investigation, you know, wherever the facts lead, and that's fine. But it's interesting, you know, beneath the surface, again, if there is collusion, as I've said before, it seems the Russians are nonpartisan when it comes to collusion. If there is collusion, let's make sure that we investigate everyone, especially Hillary Clinton, because there is evidence to suggest that, again, the Russians, if they collude, they collude indiscriminately, and they meet with everyone who will meet with them. So that's interesting. But I think Fox has done a pretty good job, especially this morning, of addressing the subject matter objectively, maintaining a certain level of decorum with regard to the White House in particular and our political constructs. As I keep saying, I think it's interesting that most of the mainstream press, I think, folds into what I call the glasnost effect, where we're constantly eroding public confidence, not only in leadership, but in our broader governmental constructs. And CNN in particular, this morning, for example, going crazy with the story of Benjamin Witz on why he thinks the president fired James Comey. And what's interesting is, again, you know, I'm thinking about doing a segment, and maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do a giveaway or something. We'll do a segment called Name That Fallacy, because the news coverage, or what is purported to be news, is, I would say, filled with, or, you know, I want to say riddled with. I would, I think, more accurately say filled with, but even more accurately, I would say largely and sometimes entirely fallacy-based. Logical fallacy, informal fallacies in particular. It's not fallacy of construct so much as, and the problem with the informal fallacies is that they're by and large intentional, if you will, which gets back to the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. So Benjamin Witz, senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, which should tell you all you want to know, editor-in-chief of the Lawfare blog, friend of James Comey, spoke with PBS NewsHour, and what's interesting is that's CNN's coverage this morning of, you know, you have things like Comey, you know, Witz saying that Comey didn't want to shake Donald Trump's hand. He felt like it was compromising him. He felt dirty or whatever, in my words. And Comey picking his spot amidst the folks, you know, in the Oval Office. It's completely ridiculous. But the fallacy is when CNN says, well, what we're getting here is James Comey's perspective, and I'm sure the White House has a different perspective. No, you're not getting James Comey's perspective. If someone knows me and is speaking about their perception of my experience, it's not my perspective. Even if that person is saying they're reiterating something, for example, that I intimated to them, it's still their perspective. And we're not very good in America at the telephone game these days. We, I think, in a post-truth era, have a propensity for reading into everything to our own perceived benefit. It's a form of narcissism, but really to our detriment. Because if we can't treat the facts and reality and experience life objectively, then that doesn't bode well. And to give a specific example, for instance, you know, just because I think that I can walk off the roof and everything will be fine doesn't necessarily mean that's the case. So we're headed down a dangerous path in America, to be sure. You know, politically, again, I don't think I can emphasize what I call the glasnost effect enough, because what is happening, this continual reverberation from the echo chamber of reducing, particularly on the part of outlets like CNN, New York Times, and Washington Post, the majority of headlines seem to want to reduce the White House, and particularly the Trump administration, Donald Trump himself, and on down in the chain of command, so to speak, to a political three-ring circus, maybe just one ring, so that your eight-second attention span can focus on it and handle it and consume that constantly. So that doesn't bode well. Meanwhile, it seems, you know, I've said time and time again, I hold out at this point a vestige of cautious optimism. It seems to be waning more and more, that Donald Trump and the folks around him can resist the tractor beam effect of getting sucked into establishment politics. The foreign policy establishment seems to be progressing just fine. What is happening with this Saudi, Egyptian, Qatari, etc., NATO coalition is, I mean, it's bizarre. And again, I recoil in horror at seeing what's happening there, knowing that, I mean, this parlor trick, as far as that situation is concerned, is just, I mean, it's insane what has happened. The pulling of the wool over the American people's eyes. You look at a map over there, and I've mentioned this before, just as an example, of the travel ban countries, for instance. There's a giant hole in the middle of those countries. To me, they're like the numbers on the clock. They really are. They surround this giant piece of real estate in the middle that usually goes unnamed in those maps, the travel ban countries. These are the countries that are, you know, is it a Muslim ban? No, of course not. And if there was a Muslim ban, I'm all for it, but not Muslims. Let's ban Wahhabism and Salafism. And let's start, perhaps, by getting the Fethullah Gulen network out of charter schools. You want to talk about charter schools? People keep talking about how, you know, you see the headlines from time to time. They're teaching Sharia law in the school, and they're talking about Islam and this and that. It's the Gulen network in the charter schools, particularly in California, Texas, and Ohio. And 60 Minutes reported on that back in 2012, as I keep saying. This is not news. It's something that should be common knowledge. Wahhabism, based predominantly, if not primarily, in Saudi Arabia because of that 18th century unholy alliance between Ibn al-Wahhab and the House of Saud. And Wahhab said, I will make my followers loyal to the House of Saud if you make Wahhabism your official religion. Ever since then, that's been the case. And you go back to Lawrence of Arabia. Actually, go back to the Barbary Pirates, because Wahhabism predates the Barbary Pirates. That was the issue. As far as the Barbary Pirates are concerned, the Balkanization of the Ottoman and Austrian empires, largely rooted in Wahhabism. It's a social virus. We're seeing it spread. And as folks like Gerda Coleman have said, we're Wahhabizing Western Europe now and beyond America. Let's start by stopping the spread of that through the charter schools, the Gulen network doing what it's doing. It's not teaching Islam, it's teaching Wahhabism or Salafism, which is, as some have observed, Wahhabism on tour, essentially. So let's root out the Wahhabist, Salafist, Deobandi nonsense. You'll notice that since the beginning of the Saudi Empire, essentially back in the 30s, and even more so when the petrodollar was established firmly in the 70s, suddenly there is this rise in this violent extremist behavior. Where did it come from? And at the same time, especially in the 70s, again, the intelligence community is recruiting these folks. I mentioned time and time again Operation Cyclone, for instance, the CIA's creation of the Afghan Mujahideen to fight the Soviets. You take a radical group, and even the Wikipedia entry for Operation Cyclone mentions that the CIA leaned heavily on recruiting these radical people rather than the more moderate folks. Never mind the fact that they're speaking specifically to this Wahhabist and Salafist crowd. So you see that coming forward. Imagine, as I've said before, you are Afghani and you subscribe to this radical Sunni subset called Wahhabism or Salafism, and you're a fanatic anyway. It's more of an ideology than a religion. It's used as the paraphrasing of Karl Marx's words, religion is the opiate of the masses. It's used to control and manipulate people. It's more of an ideology. So imagine you're one of these folks, and you're radical anyway. The CIA comes over and says, through proxies, of course, we're going to help you defend yourself against the Russians. And then you later learn that it was actually these people who double-crossed you and created both sides of the war, got some of your people killed. Wouldn't you be upset too? And all the more so if you're a radical. Creating the problems that come with your past.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
You know what? It's Friday. I don't want to rant too much. This Muslim nonsense, you know, among other nonsense, these logical fallacies, like I said, maybe we need to start a segment called Name That Fallacy. And we'll do giveaways or something. It's interesting, you know, Stephen Schwartz wrote The Two Faces of Islam, The House of Saad, From Tradition to Terror, back in October of 2002. This was published, and, you know, this is not news. None of this is news. People say it's a religion, you know. Some of the folks that call into this broadcast, for example, folks that listen to this network, and of course the broader American culture, hears religion, you know, Islam is a religion of violence, extremism, et cetera, et cetera. So Stephen Schwartz makes the case definitively, I would say, that in The Two Faces of Islam, that it's both. Is it a religion of peace, or is it a religion of radical fanaticism? Well, it's both. And the fanaticism is rooted more in this political ideology these days that has been harnessed and leveraged as a social virus. Why can't we just start there? Because to conflate the two faces of Islam, so to speak, as Stephen Schwartz puts it, is to, as some have observed, like Robin Cook, and I mention his article all the time, the article I believe got him killed less than a month after he wrote it. So, as Jeremy Scahill put it in that interview on Democracy Now! Back in 2014, titled Jeremy Scahill on Obama's Orwellian War in Iraq, "We created the very threat we claim to be fighting," which, by the way, is a sentiment we've played Hillary Clinton echoing on this broadcast and this network a number of times. Remember her with on the record with Greta Van Susteren and on the Afghan-Pakistan border, Pakistan side? And Jeremy Scahill, that clip where he says, so what am I saying here? What I'm saying is the United States, through its policies, created the very threat that it claims to be fighting now. And in continuing this policy, what President Obama is doing at the time, of course, is embracing the very lies that made the Cheney-Bush Iraq war possible. And now Trump is – the foreign policy establishment is coercing, I would say, Trump to folding into the same foreign policy narrative, picking up where Obama left off. And in the process, now Trump, like Obama, is creating yet another generation of people in the Islamic world who are going to grow up in a society where they believe that their religion is being targeted, where they believe that the United States is a gratuitous enemy. And as Scahill pointed out, this is sort of an epic formula for blowback. He's absolutely right. How difficult is it to see that even before 9/11, as Gary Webb pointed out, and we play that clip all the time, him on C-SPAN's Washington Journal back in 1998, and who was Gary Webb? They killed the messenger in 2004, and then in 2014, 10 years later, they made a movie about killing the messenger. You can still go, just do a search, do a Google search or whatever search for Air America. Are we really this dense? You do a search for Air America. What you get at the top of a Google search is Air America was an American passenger and cargo airline covertly owned by the U.S. government in 1950 as a dummy corporation for the Central Intelligence CIA operations in China. Well, I'm glad they don't do that anymore, aren't you? But I digress. Remember the movie starring Mel Gibson and Robert Downey Jr.? What was the movie about? A whitewashing, though it was. You know, so Gary Webb on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, talking in 1998 about this very thing. He points to Jonathan Quitney's book, Endless Enemies, that Making of an Unfriendly World. He says, when you shoot at people with American bullets in American guns, whether it's the American shooting or the American proxy, you're going to make enemies. And they even talked about Usama bin Laden. Remember Robin Wright's LA Times article? Saudi dissident, a prime suspect in blast. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast is Friday, May 19th, 2017. I don't want to rant too much about this, but the Muslim thing is a particular sticking point, bone of contention to me, because it's the other side of the same coin as political Zionism. Political Zionism and political Islam being collided together. In other words, political Zionism versus political Islam equals World War III, the Long War. Just step back and look objectively at the treatment of the facts. How, as I said before, using Stephen Schwartz's words, for example, or his book, The Two Faces of Islam, are conflated. There is a hinting from time to time about Wahhabism, Salafism, Deobandism, in particular, being a radical ideology used to galvanize fanatical behavior. You're not going to find what do you call them? folks that are going to blow themselves up at every mosque, even across America, for example. That's just not reality. What you will find, though, is that the CIA abroad has recruited fanatics through a variety of proxies, specifically this crowd, the Wahhabist, Salafist, Diobandi crowd, to galvanize those folks to radical behavior. And as I said, you know, the Afghan Mujahideen are a great example. Operation Cyclone, the double crossing of fanatical Wahhabi, Afghani, and others. What do you suppose is going to happen when you do that? And now you conflate the two phases of Islam, so to speak. And so what you do is you create more radicals, because as Gary Webb pointed out on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, again, pointing to Jonathan Quitney's excellent book, everyone should have a copy, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World. Think about the title, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World. That was published in 1984. These are not secrets. This is not some mystical knowledge from beyond the rainbow. It's just something that we conveniently keep forgetting because CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS, which you do, you CBS, don't emphasize this point. We see the two faces of Islam conflated in similar fashion, actually precisely the same fashion, the two faces of Judaism, so to speak, are conflated as well. Again, that's disingenuous. It's disingenuous to say it on the part of Judaism and Islam. Wahhabism, Salafism, Diabandism are not Islam, I would say. They are radical, fringe, puritanical, fundamentalist ideologies used to, again, radicalize people. And in the same sense, quite frankly, you have political Zionism, which has a number of outworkings. Christian Zionism is one of them, which is where you see people in these Sunday go to meetings they call church. I wouldn't, but they do. And they're talking about going over there and turning it into a sheet of glass and bombing those so-and-sos. And these are people they don't even know. And they send their sons and daughters off to fight their loved ones off to fight in a political battle for a in service and loyalty to a what I would call a rogue political regime that masquerades as the United States government. I wouldn't even call it the United States government, let alone the American government, let alone the government of these United States, so to speak. How sad. I say it all the time. Just sit down and read the Congressional Research Service report, RL33627, titled NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. And it's my understanding that WikiLeaks has a copy of it. I think I've mentioned that before. Yeah. And what's interesting is that the document that WikiLeaks keeps on file is the version that I point to. It's that, what is it, October 2008 version, I want to say. That's the only version worth reading, in my humble opinion. Yeah, their version, I think, is there are a few versions they have on file, but those older versions, October 23rd, 2008, that's the one you want to read, because from the summary, it says it all. The summary states, what is the purpose of NATO in Afghanistan? What is the mission? What is the purpose of the mission? Listen to the words. This says it all. The mission. Again, this is a Congressional Research Service report. It's a report by Congress for Congress. This is not some conspiracy theorist. Take the words in their literal sense. The mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Afghanistan, and the ISAF, for that matter, the International Security Assistance Force, in Afghanistan, is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. It's a test. It's a field exercise. What do you mean? Well, continuing, since the Washington summit in 1999, again, that predates 9/11, doesn't it? Interesting how that works in concert with the PNAC's Rebuilding America's Defenses. Since the Washington summit in 1999, the Allies have sought to create a new NATO. Because remember, they keep telling us in preemptive fashion, like they're reading the tea leaves, and they just know there's a threat on the horizon. Kind of like when John Arquilla and what's his name? I always forget. I forget the co-author. John Arquilla and David Ronfeld, that's who it was, wrote The Advent of Net War back in 1996, before the internet was the internet. And they'd already said they'd been running around the world for years telling people this thing called the internet is going to give rise to a network of network forms of organization with unusual implications for how societies are organized and conflicts are conducted. Headless groups, leaderless networks, they said, sprawling leaderless networks, as tight-knit hierarchies, terrorists, cyber criminals, fundamentalists, ethno-nationalists. They mentioned groups like the reemergence of the Tea Party, which, as we know, is a contrivance. How did John Arquilla and David Ronfeld know? How did they know? Rhetorically speaking, of course. So, CRS report, RL33627, just read it. Take it at its literal face value. Have your loved ones considering military service read it. Is this what you want? Since the Washington summit, and speaking of political will and military capabilities, I always like to mention that on his way out, his exit speech, Defense Secretary Gates mentioned political will and military capabilities. Those words specifically. Funny that. It really is all about that. So the mission of NATO in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. Since the Washington summit in 1999, the Allies have sought to create a new NATO capable of operating beyond the European theater to combat emerging threats such as terrorism and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. And guess what? We've also seen the emergence and proliferation since that time of more Gladio-style elements, haven't we? But in this case, it's the Gladio B, not Gladio A, so to speak, because Gladio A was the communo-fascist leave-behind network. Now we have Gladio B, which of course is the Islamo-fascist leave-behind network. So continuing from the summary, listen, Afghanistan is NATO's first out-of-area mission beyond Europe. The purpose, yes, the mission is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. That's what it is. What is the purpose? The purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. This is the purpose of the mission everywhere. It's kind of, again, a field exercise to formalize procedures that then are rolled out around the world, including here, by the way. So the purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. The mission has proven difficult because it must take place while combat operations against Taliban insurgents continue. Recent assessment of the situation in Afghanistan point to a rise in the overall level of violence due to increased Taliban military operations and an increase in terrorist-related activities. So it's interesting. You know, you read the report, the conflict, by the way, which we created, the conflict is kind of an afterthought to the primary message. The mission is a test of NATO's political will and military capabilities. The purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. And that really, to me, is the operative soundbite from RL33627. NATO and Afghanistan, listen to the title, a test of the transatlantic alliance. Watching the news coverage of virtually anything, what's purportedly news, is ridiculous. We're being turned into minions, if you will, and I don't want to say that because it almost trivializes or downplays what's happening. People are hypnotized and in very demonic and satanic fashion, we're losing our morality. Virtue, morality, and religion are an afterthought. The founders told us those were the foundational constructs of our constitutional republic. Meanwhile, now in America, because the medium is the message, we see that what is crude and immoral is now being popularized. Romans chapter 1 comes to mind. I've mentioned it before, 2 Timothy chapter 3 in particular, 2 Peter chapter 3 in particular, passages like that. The prophets, Old Testament prophets and their warnings, Isaiah chapter 1, for instance, I've mentioned all of the prophets. They were called weeping prophets for a reason. But we're being turned into minions, it seems. And so because we have no moral backbone, suddenly now we're being turned purple, the evil minions, you know, and that reminds me of Bertrand Russell's words from The Impact of Science on Society, specifically diet injections and injunctions. I mean, as you look around, there are a number of dietary injective and injunctive behavior modification systems. But as Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, diet injections and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce a sort of character and sort of beliefs that authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they are so. We are gelding our warrior class, so to speak, and those who will not be gelded are sent off in a genocide, as a friend of mine observed. You know, war is genocide of the warrior class, especially the long war. This perpetual state of war is a genocide of the warrior class. No wonder we see the feminizing of America. The warriors are being destroyed in a perpetual war. Even if they come back, they're damaged, which is why suicides in the military are at an epidemic rate. I mean, one suicide in the military is an epidemic. But, you know, speaking of a test of the transatlantic alliance and the dietary injectionary and injective behavior modification system, TrueStream Media, Aaron and Melissa Dykes have, I feel it seems like they're pulling out all the stops. You know, they publish a video regularly, every day or couple or few days these days, and they're all fantastic. I encourage you, if you haven't already, to subscribe to their YouTube channel. Their latest published yesterday, titled "It's Finally Admitted, We're living in a test already, which is a fantastic video. That's what's going on. It is that, and we are being turned into the minions and now being turned purple in this culture. And every day you wake up, I'm sure you feel it. Someone else has been conscripted to evil, essentially. First, you get conscripted to licentiousness and vice, immorality, because everyone's running around saying, no, it's okay. It's all okay. Everything's okay all the time. No, it's not. Everything is not okay all the time. It's not okay. You know? Which reminds one again of the allegedly spurious letter from Pike to Mazzini. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. It's all okay all the time. No, it's not. You have to keep your feet planted firmly on the ground, lest you be swept away. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back. I want to play a couple of clips. I think we'll wait until the top of the first hour, or the second hour, excuse me, to do that. Benjamin Witz speaking to William Branham, PBS NewsHour's William Branham, on Wednesday earlier this week. And so we'll play a couple of brief clips of that. What's important, though, the reason for doing that is because that has become fodder for most of CNN's reporting. It's fascinating to me to listen to CNN report on a handshake as though that's some kind of groundbreaking thing. Jim Comey didn't want to shake Donald Trump's hand. He felt dirty shaking his hand. Oh, my goodness, that's grounds for impeachment right there. It's utterly absurd. And, you know, speaking of impeachment, I wonder if anyone ever bothers to pull the Constitution out of their pocket, Article 2, Section 4, perhaps. And while we're at it, maybe Article 3, Section 3. But I wonder if anyone ever bothers to review that. President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for what? And conviction of what? Treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Conviction of. Treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Are we having that conversation? No, we're just whispering on the wind about rumor, conjecture, speculation, and then impeachment. You have the hysterical fanatics like Maxine Waters. You know who they are. Pelosi, Swalwell, all of these goofballs. Schumer, very irresponsible. You know, when you have the leadership in Congress and the Senate echoing, regurgitating, and even amplifying in some cases the speculative rhetoric, the conjectural rhetoric, where does that leave the common man in America, so to speak? What confidence do we have that we can even have some kind of meaningful dialogue when the highest levels of leadership in the halls of Congress are echoing and even, as I said, amplifying this specious rhetoric? Please, someone, show me a shred of irrefutable, unequivocal evidence of Russia hacking the election, for example. And before we even get to that, how exactly do you hack the Electoral College? I still want to know how that's possible. What does that mean? Or collusion, one shred of credible, irrefutable, unequivocal evidence of that. Or any of this nonsense that has become the reverberating echo chamber that to me really just exemplifies the glasnost effect. It's deleterious. It's destructive. It's harmful to all of us in America. We should stop this. Do you have intelligent discourse? Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.